Okay, so we left off in the previous year. We were discussing the parameters of someone whose parent is halachically considered to be a Rasha, even though, as we mentioned already several times, to actually label someone as a Rasha b'zman hazeh is almost impossible based on a series of different reasons. But lo yitzuya, I can't say in the perfect world wouldn't be a Rasha, but in the imperfect world, I mean, in a theoretical world, if a person would be labeled as a halachic Rasha, would there be a real requirement of kibra ve'im or not? So we saw this was a machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam held that even if the worst case scenario, even if it's mamash a Rasha gomor, still there would be a chiyav min haTorah of kibra ve'im. And the Tur pointed out that seems to be against the Gemara. We spent a lot of time on Wednesday trying to figure out how to explain that Gemara. So a lot of this revolved around that gezeiras hakosa of eina oisa b'aisa amcha. Now the Gemara did have this principle called v'nosi b'amcha lo sa'or. The Torah says you shouldn't not let a curse the prince v'nosi b'amcha lo sa'or. So the Gemara says that refers to someone who's an oisa b'aisa amcha. And that became the question: is that the source almost for all authority figures? That which we have to show respect and honor to the parents and to the nasi, etc. Is that all? Are all those halachas limited by the phrase of Eina Osav Aisa Amchana? So now we move on to the last part of the sugya, where the Gemara and the Rishonim discuss a very unique part of the mitzvah of Kibra Veim. We've also mentioned this in the past, that there are two isurim concerning Kibra Veim. There's the isur of Maka of Avimo, to hit one's parents, and to be Makal of Avimo, to curse one's parents. And the question becomes, how do those halachas play out in terms of Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha? So we take a look at the sixth of the Marmkomos. The Gemara is commenting on a Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Chav Beis, and Beis, the sixth of the Marmkomos. Mishnah Yishlo Bein Mikomakom. The Mishnah is talking about the sugya of Maseches Yevamos, namely, if a person has a child, so then that child will exempt the wife from having to do Yibum Machalitza. The Torah says that if Reuven dies without any children, then his wife Rachel would be required to either marry the brother or to do chalitza with the brother. But if he has any child whatsoever, so that child paters, whether it's a boy, whether it's a girl, even if it's not a son, even a daughter, even if it's a grandchild. So he had a child, and the child died. Before the child died, that child had brought into the world a child. So any descendant whatsoever, any live descendant whatsoever, male, female, will exempt the mother from doing yibum. So the Mishnah used an all-encompassing phrase, Mishnah Eshtam Bein Bikomok, any child, any son, any descendant whatsoever. So the Gemara asked, Bikomokom Asuyemai, what is that added phrase of Bikomokom coming to include? So Amar Rav Yudal Asuyem Mamzer, it's coming to include even if the child that this person left behind is a Mamzer, doesn't matter. By time of Yamakwa, Ubein Ein Lo Ein Lo, the Torah says that Yibam and Chalitza only apply Ishkiyamos Ubein Ein Lo, that he doesn't have any child. So Ubein Ein Lo is a drasha, like the Gemara learns out from the word Ein, Aleph Yud Nun, it's almost like related to the word Ayin. I mean, it's a different letter, Alf and Ayin, but it's Torah Shema Peh, the two words are linked. And Ayin means like to look as far as you can. And if you find any remnant of a child, even though it's a Shvacha child, it's a apostle child, it's a Mamza child, doesn't matter, Ein Lo Ayin Allah. So then the Mishnah continues, V'chayev Amakosay. So the Mishnah says that this child who's a Mamzer is considered to be his full-fledged child for other areas of Allah as well, not just for Yibum and Chalitza, but he's considered to be his child for the purposes of Maka Avi V'Imo. So if the child who's a Mamzer hits his father, he's also Chayef. He's Chayef Misa for hitting his father. He asks the Gemara, Amai, why is he Chayef Misa? Karikan v'nosi v'yamcha lo so'or be'osim ha'is ha'amcha. So here the Gemara takes the pasuk of osim ha'is ha'amcha, which is not even talking about a parent, it's talking about a nasi, it's talking about a prince, and it's not even talking about hitting, it's talking about cursing, and the Gemara assumes that all the dinim are the same, that Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha is a limitation on all those extra special halachas of kavod and hitting and cursing, all those positions of authority that the Torah addresses are all lumped into one grouping, and we say that Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha is a ptuar for Misa's Beizdin, for somebody who hits his father, the father is a Rasha. What? How do we know the father is a Rasha in this case? Because this kid is a Mamzer. So this kid became a Mamzer because his father violated the terrible Avera. So the Gemara asks the question, let's invoke the principle of Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha to exempt the person from Misa's Beizdin. So the Gemara says, you're right. Kid Yom Rav Pinchas B'Shrei D'Rav Papa B'Oisa Tshuva. that Rav Pinchas had told us in a different context that we have to give it a kippah. We have to say that Hocham Askinan, the person did tshuva. Hocham Kisas a tshuva. That's the case here also. So the Gemara says the question is in a certain sense better than the answer. He means you're right that if a mamzer hits his father, calls man that the father is a Russia, so then the mamzer is not going to be chayav nisa. But if the father has already done tshuva, so then once he does tshuva, that changes everything. Whether it changes things retroactively, that was Wednesday Shia, but at least from here on in, it changes things. So now the Gemara just asks on a technical point, is it really possible for a person to do tshuva after he did Gilei Arayos, he brought into this world the mamzer, can he really truly do tshuva? Asks the Gemara, how about tshuva? Is it possible to do tshuva for such an avera? But Tanan, Shimon ben Benasi Omer, Eizu Me'uvas LaYuchal Liskon, what is an example of a me'uvas la'yuchal liskon? The pasuk in Kehelas that says that when something is crooked, so it can't be fixed. What does that mean? It can't fix it. You do a lot of crooked things and do tshuva and fix it up. So what does the pasuk in Kehelas mean? You can't fix it. So it's referring to a very specific aveira. If a person just violates Gilei Arayos and didn't bring any child into the world, okay, it's like any other avers. You do tshuva and finish and move on. But if a person brought a mamzer into the world, so how is he ever going to fix that up? So it's such a terrible aver that can't be rectified. So he says, no. Hashtami Aisamais Abchahu. The fact that the avera can't be rectified, that means now Nebuchadnezzar has to live with the results of that avera forever. So the child's Nebuchadnezzar, and now the child's going to suffer. It's a terrible thing that person did. But in terms of can he be chayza tshuva, yeah. A person can be chayza tshuva from Gilei Arayos like any other tshuva. So a person has to stop doing the chayt, has to feel bad about doing the chayt, and say to Rabbi Shlomo, he's going to continue, you know, stop doing the chayt, and he says vidoy. So he goes to the regular protocols of tshuva, and he's chayza tshuva. Now Nebuchadnezzar has a mamzer. I said, what are you going to do? The mamzer is around, that's true. That's the me'uvas l'yuchal liskon dimension of the chayt. But in terms of being chayza b'tshuva, he can be chayza b'tshuva. So when all the dust settles on this sugi nivamas dav chaveis, it comes out that the din of nasi b'yamcha lo so'or is a poter for makav v'ima, it's a poter, pashas for makal v'ima, it's a poter for all of these halachas, that a person would not be subject to these chiyuv misas beis then if he either hits or curses a parent, calls mom that the parent is a Russia. The parent does tshuva, then everything changes. But as long as the parent remains a Russia, so then that's bound by the ptua, by the limitation of eina eisemais amcha. So there is a sugya that Tosfos references to in the seventh of the Mabakamas. So Tosfos Yivam is now chabez and mabez. Ahad the only parakan echnokin. There's a Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin that tells us. Lakol ein abein nasa shaliach la'aviv, la'kothu l'kalo, chutz b'meisis. So the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin that what if a person, he works for the Beis Din. His job is, he's the shaliach Beis Din. So sometimes the shaliach Beis Din has to do some dirty work. So he has to administer malchus. He has to sometimes administer a chayrim. Let's say somebody does a certain times an avera, and Beis Din wants to put the person into chayrim. So putting somebody into chayrim, or to a nidu, is a low level of chayrim. So that involves basically cursing the person. It means you say to the person, he should receive this terrible chayrim because he hasn't corrected himself. So if it turns out that a person shows up for work that day in Beis Din, and they give him a list and say, you have to give this guy malchus, and you put this guy at the chayrim, and he notices his father's on the list. So his father's going to receive, he's going to give malchus to his father. He's going to curse his father. How can it be? So that's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Lakol eina bein nasa shaliach la'aviv, la'kaisa l'kaloi. That a child is not allowed to be the shaliach Beis Din. He has to turn down that day. He's not allowed to be the shaliach Beis Din to administer malchus or to administer the curse, to administer the chayrim to the parent. Chutz b'meisis. Unless his parent did such an avera that the parent was a meisis, somebody who tries to seduce somebody else to do an avera zara. So the Torah says in Parashas Re'eh, ki yisischa achicha b'nimechem, if a person tries to get somebody else into avera zara, so that's such a terrible event. It's worse in a sense than doing it yourself. You want to ruin your own self. You want to ruin your own alamabo. Do whatever you want. But you want to bring others into the picture as well. So ki yisischa achicha, if you meisis somebody else, so that's such a terrible avera that the Torah says, first of all, you chayv misa for that. And number two, the Torah says explicitly that when you're dealing with the meses, so you shouldn't have too much rahman. You shouldn't think, well, you know, I have to be nice to the meses, maybe I should look the other way. There's an issue in the Torah to show extra mercy to the meses because he's doing such a terrible thing, you have to mamash get rid of him. So the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin that we learn from that pasuk that there are certain dinim that relate to a meisah that don't apply to other meisahs based in. Some of the halachas of Hatzalah, some of the dinim that when you have someone who's chai meisahs based in, so we bend over backwards to try to save the person. Well, let's say we've already decided that he's chai meisah. We're about to take him out and he's on the way to the meisah skila, and all of a sudden we get a quick text message. Wait, 1 second. Some guy has some svar that maybe the guy's potter, so we'll bring him all the way back and start all over 100 times. We'll do everything under in our power to try to save the person from Mises Beis Din. The Gemara says, if you have a Mises, you've already decided, you had it in Torah, you heard, listen to the Edom, the Dayan and Paskas, it's finished. So then, we don't have to bring him, dray ourselves crazy to try to save the Mises. So the standards for Mises, you have to give him a fair trial, you have to listen to the Edom, you have to make sure you have to have a Masma, it's Din and Hafashas, we don't just kill him just like that. You have to give him all the standards of a fair trial. But in terms of all the above and beyond things that we would do for other Mises Beisdins, those we don't do for a Mises. So one of the differences here also is that when it comes to a Mises, even the son can do it. The son can give the Misa. But if for the exception of Mises, all other cases, so the child is not allowed to be the one to hit the father. So Tosfos asks the question, what do you mean? Why can't the son be the one to hit the father? If the father is chayav malchus, means he's doing terrible averus, so he's a rasha. So we just said before that when he's a rasha, there's a din called eino eisa meis amcha. That eino eisa meis amcha taught us that all the dinim of makif, kal, etc., don't apply when the parent is a rasha. So how come the Gemara Sanhedrin says that you're not allowed to? The son can't be the shliach beis din. So he answers Taisus, Hasam Kishasa Tshuva. The answer sounds familiar, because Taisus got it right out of the Gemara in Yavamas. That just as the Gemara in Yavamas said, that the only time that the mamzer is chayav hitting the father is if the father did Tshuva, so too the only time that the son is not allowed to be the Shliach Beis Din is when the father did Tshuva. But if the father didn't do Tshuva, he's Omer Berishon, so he's not allowed to be the Shliach Beis Din. He's allowed to be the one to hit the father. So you see from this, Taisus, the Tosfos understood that the din of Eino Eisa Meis Amcha, that p'tur of Eino Eisa Meis Amcha, is a matir. That means it's mamish permit l'chatchila. That if the child knows that this person is mamish in Russia, so he not only you're not allowed to stop hit in Russia, but if he's being hit b'toras Beis Din, Beis Din is giving malchus, so unless the father has been chayzeh b'tshuva, the son could be the shliach Beis Din. He really can be, because the din of Eino Eisa Meis Amcha is an all-encompassing din. It's a matel lechatchila for the child to hit the father b'toras Beis Din, even though the father, you know, if he's a father, machavimus tevav, doesn't matter. If he's an eino eisa meis amcha, that's a p'tur. So the Rambam, if you take a look at the Rambam in the 8th of the Rambam Kamos, so the Rambam is clearly not this way. The Rambam writes in Perakei Lachi Gimel, Avar avi v'ima laver shalokin aleha, if a parent was the one who didn't aver that the chayav malchus, and he happens to be the chazan, he's the shliach beis din to administer the malchus. Lo yakeh son. So the child is never allowed to hit the parents. The cherim is chayav nidoi, or if the parent is chayav nidoi in the low form of a cherim, lo yeh shliach l'nadosim. He cannot be the shliach beis din to put them into cherim. Lo yidchef son. He can't do any physical pushing. Lo yidaza son b'shliach beis din. Even if sometimes the beis din has to be tough, some. A person is not cooperating with the Beis, and Beis gotta be a little strong with them. So he cannot do it. The child can never do it. B'shuchas Beis Din. Afa b'shein ruyin lekach losa tshuva. Even though the parent, in a sense, deserves it, the parent is supposed to be administered malchus by the Beis Din. The Beis Din is supposed to be. The parent's doing terrible averus. V'lo asu tshuva. The child can never ever be the shaliach to do that. So the Rambam is clearly learning the Gemara different from Tosfos. Tosfos learned that the only time that this din in Sanhedrin applies, that the child can't administer the malchus or the cherim, is only in the case where the parent did tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, the child can do whatever he wants. And the Rambam says, no, the Rambam says explicitly not the way, he lost the tshuva, even though the parent didn't do tshuva, it's still also. So what happened to the din of Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha? So it's clear that the Rambam understood that the din of Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha only means that if you have a person who's an Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha, a person who's a Rasha, he has Menchoz B'tshuva, and now the child hits a curse of such a person, we're not going to say the child is Chayav Misa for that. It's not the full-fledged Isser of Mach Avivimo. It's not the full-fledged Isser of Makal Avivimo. And there's going to be a Ptur from Misa. Just because one is part of a Misa, that's a far cry to say that it's Mutal Chetchila. The Rambam clearly held, so there are two Dinim. There's a Chiyo for Mach Avivimo, and there's an Isser to Mach Avivimo. So vis-a-vis the chiyuv of Mach Avivimo, so that's governed by the Ptur of Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha. So in the wild case where the parent is Mamash in Russia, and the child goes ahead and hits the parent anyway, we're not going to make the child Chayav Mises Beizin. That's the Ptur, that's the exclusion of Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha. That doesn't mean that's Mutlach Hetchila. The Rambam holds there's still an Isser, it's an Isser Gomer to hit the parent, even though the parent is technically an Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha. And Tosfos seems to learn now. Tosfos learns that kol zman that the parent is an Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha, they have been Chayze B'tshuva, it's mutter lechadchila. If that's their job to be the shliach beizin, they can do the job even against the parent. So what's the nekudas of machlekes? What's the machlekes in Tosfos and the Rambam? So it sounds like machlekes Tosfos and the Rambam is a throwback to a general question about the general guidelines of kibud av va'em for a parent who's a rasha. That the Rambam holds that kibud av va'em does apply to a parent who's a rasha. The Rambam says, notwithstanding that Gemara of Metzia, the Rambam holds the parent is a Rasha, Marusha, Balaveiris, he's an Avivinazara, he's a Bechal Shafs Behesha, he's a Reitseach, doesn't matter, the Rambam says, still he's a parent, he's a biological parent, there's a mitzvah derais of Kibra Avayim. According to the Rambam, that there's still a mitzvah derais of Kibra Avayim on a parent who's a Rasha, that could explain very clearly why you're not allowed to be the Shliach Beizin. To be the Shliach Beizin, to hit the parent, there are two problems with hitting a parent. First of all, it's a violation of Mach Avivimo. And number two, it's a lack of Kibud Av Va'Em. So vis-a-vis the din of Mach Avivimo, so that's a ptur of an Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha, so Mach Avivimo doesn't apply. But vis-a-vis the regular din of Kibud Av Va'Em, according to the Rambam, the parent is a Rasha, is Chayav Mises Beizin, he's an Ovid Rezor Ritzech, he's the worst of the worst. If he calls you at 3 o'clock in the morning before Beizin kills him, please bring me a sandwich. So you're mechuyim in a turn to bring him the sandwich because he is still mechuyim no matter what he does. He's still mechuyim in the rice and kibra v'em. So I understand full well why if you're the one who has to bring him the sandwich, you can't be the one to give him the malchus. It's part of the mitzvah of kibra v'em means that you can't give him. Forget about the din of mach avivimo. Even if there wouldn't have been a parsha of mach avivimo, imagine if the Torah wouldn't have told us that if you hit your parents a chayav misa, it still would have been us to hit the parents. Alts kibra v'em. So that's what the Rambam holds, that the Isser of Mach Avivimo, the unique din of Mach Avivimo that carries with it a Chi of Mises Beis Din, that doesn't apply when the parent is a Rasha. But the Isser of hitting, which also emanates from Kibud Av Va'Em, that for sure applies. So the Rambam may understand. And what is Taisa Shita? Taisa says that when the person is an Eina Oisa Mais Amcha, it's Mutl Chetchila to be the Shliach Beis Din. You can hit, you can curse whoever you want, once he's the Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha. So Tosfos probably holds, like the other opinion, like the view of the tour that we mentioned on Wednesday, that the tour holds, that there's no Kibud Av Va'Em for parents of Russia. So according to Tosfos, if you have an Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha, so the person's a Russia, he has a Menchoz B'tshuva, so based on what is it also to hit? Based on the Yisr of Mach Avivimo, that doesn't apply when he's a Russia. Based on the din of Kibud Av Va'Em, the Vaita doesn't apply when he's a Russia. So according to Tosfos, it's Mutter Lechatchila. So we have a machlokes, Taisa the Rambam, which is really just a throwback to Wednesday's sugya, when you have a person who's a Rasha. So we know that certain aspects don't apply. We know that you're not chayav misa of hitting the Rasha. But does that mean that it's mutlach hatchila? So that ultimately boils down to Wednesday's year. Is there still a mitzvah of kibud av va'em on a Rasha? Not according to the Rambam that the answer is yes. Then there's still iser to be makya. Iser to be makya without a chayav to be makya. Whereas according to Tosfos, there's nothing. It becomes Heter Gomer. The question is, how do we paskin this whole sugya? How does this play out for us? We don't have too many dinim of Makka of Imo in terms of Shlech Beisin anymore. But how does this play out lehalacha? So I didn't put on the Marmikomos, but the Ramah splits the psak on this. The Ramah writes that the Ika Mikra Din, we follow the view of the Torah that there's no kibbutz ba'eved aperitus in Russia. Again, it doesn't play out so much for us l'maisa b'zman hazeh, but in theoretically, says the Ramah, we pass in mikra din against the Ram. We spent the whole shiur on Wednesday explaining the Ram. Not every whole Torah that you give necessarily follows the halacha. So mikra din we follow like the simple reading in the Gemara Metziah that there's no mitzvah kibbutz ba'eved for aperitus in Russia. But even though the Ramah says that, the Ramah also agrees that you shouldn't be the shliach beis din. So again, in the days of the Ramah, there wasn't real malchus that was being administered. There was chayrim being administered, other things being administered. So the Ramah writes that the child still shouldn't do it. So according to Ashtikul Torah, that's hard to understand. According to what we said, the only reason why the Rambam says it's also for the child to administer the malchus or the chayrim is the Rambam l'shita asai, that the Rambam holds that it's still called part of kibbutz avohim. That's nice. The Rambam l'shitas, that's not us l'shitas, ainu. We all like the Ramah, that mikra din, there's no kibud on the parents of Russia. So based on everything we said, we connect the dots, it should come out that for us, that there's no kibud whatsoever on the parents of Russia. It should talk be mutter. It should be mutter to hit the parent. It should be mutter to curse the parent if you're doing it in the realm of a shalech based din. So how do we explain away this contradiction? So we said a few minutes ago, the Rambam is gevaldik, and the Tosis is everyone's gevaldik. Everyone's great except for us, because we split. We hold there's no kibbutz on a Russia, and we still turn around and say you can't hit the parent Kozman that even if he hasn't been chayzer b'tshuva. So the Bihagra suggests that maybe there's a split in the following way, that we've already mentioned this earlier on a little different aspect of kibbutz avim. There are different dargas, there are different degrees of kibbutz avim. There's to actively be mechabit a parent, to bring the sandwich and to drive to the airport. Those are formal positive acts of kibbutz avim. Then there was another category, letzar avimo, one who brings pain, brings aggravation, physical, emotional pain to one's parents. That's already a different parsha. Moshlem on the Vedoma, we saw a couple of days ago that even though we pasket lahalocha, that kibbutz avim is mishal av, that the parent has to lay out the money for a kibbutz avim. But the Gemara spoke about the possibility of a person losing a lot of money in the fulfillment of quote unquote kibbutz avim. When the parent came and threw the kid's wallet into the ocean, so at least the way the Rambam held is that the child has to be quiet, can't say anything. He's going to lose a lot of money. Parents aren't going to pay him back. He's going to lose a lot of money. And normally you don't have to suffer financial loss for kibbutz avim. So one of the reasons, one of the answers that we saw is that, well, that's the tzaro. For me to go ahead and tackle the parent, me to go ahead and scream at the parent, me to go ahead and grab the wallet away from the parent, that's not just not doing kibbutz avim. That's actively being mitzara the parent. So maybe that's, in a sense, worse than regular kibbutz avim. Or we saw it about the Dom Menasina story. Why is it that the person doesn't have to wake up the parent? Is that considered to be you're going to lose a lot of money? So we gave two answers. One answer was, well, you're not losing money, you're just not gaining money. And the other answer we gave was, well, to wake the parent up, that's letzaro, and letzaro is a different category. So that's what the Gros says here also, that letzar one's parents is different than just not to be mechabed one's parents. Not to be mechaved one's parents, just to sit b'shev al tas, to sit back and not bring the sandwich. So we paskin, the Ramah says we paskin, because like the tour, if the parent is a Russia, so be'ikam mikra din, there's no kibbutz avim. So you don't have to actively go the extra mile to bring the sandwich. But in terms of letzaro, that's a different game, it's a different ballgame. That applies no matter what. That can never ever be trumped. Letzar avimo, so that's an issa gomor, and there's nothing that can ever do to save that. No financial loss, nothing. So too the Gros says, letzar avimo, that would be a problem, even if the parent is an eina oisem eisa amcha. So even though eina oisem eisa amcha is a poiter for macha avimo, and eina oisem eisa amcha, we paskin, the Ramah paskin is like the Torah, like the simple reading of the Gemara Metziah, that eina oisem eisa amcha, it's a p'tur from kibbutz avim. It's a p'tur from kibbutz avim, but it's not a p'tur from mitzar avim. When the child is the one administering the malchus or giving the chayim, giving the curse, that's mitzar avim. That's not just not bringing the samples. That's just not the same as not driving to the airport. That's to actively cause physical, emotional tzar to the parents. That would be also under all circumstances. So we really have three different possibilities how to understand Pshat in this Gemara Tzedhedim. The Gemara says that the child can't be the Shaliach Beis Din How does that fit into our entire picture? So according to some Rishonim, according to Tosfos, that's only in the unique case where the parent has already done tshuva. The parent has not yet done tshuva, then everything's okay. According to the Rambam, no. Even though the parent hasn't done tshuva, it's still aser. And the Rambam, the pure sheet is the Rambam, we understand. You're not allowed to do it because that's part of Kibbutz Avayim. The question becomes, we who are walking the tightrope, we don't really follow the Rambam in Kibbutz Avayim for Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, we do follow the Rambam when it comes to this case. So that's what the Gra added on this dimension, that maybe the middle position, that Kibbutz Avayim really doesn't apply. Makar Avimo really, in the fullest sense, doesn't apply. But there's still a third din called Metzar Avimo, and that would apply under all circumstances. Had an interesting application of Mach Avimo yesterday. So it shows that when my kids are listening, every once in a while they listen when I say Shia. So last week in Shul, I was talking, I had mentioned something also about that. We were talking a little bit about calling the parents by first name. So the Shia that I given here a couple of weeks ago. So I had mentioned about Mach Avimo, how the poskim write that a person should be careful not to be Mach Avimo even indirectly, even unintentionally. And therefore, when you're playing basketball against a parent, so you either be on the same team or if Shas and Chak, you're a different team. You shouldn't be the one to take the parent. You shouldn't be the one to go for a rebound against the parent. So I mentioned that in the Shia. So yesterday, the kids swimming somewhere. So there was a net in the pool. We were playing a little bit, pool or basketball. So my youngest said, I'm upset. It was me against him. So we're playing one-on-one. So it's hard not to, if you're playing one-on-one, it's hard not to take the person. So he said, Abba, you just said last week in Shia that I'm not allowed to take you. So I was like so touched that he remembered. So I said, no. So I gave him a new shtickle tarah. I said, water basketball is different. I said, water basketball, it's hard to go for a rebound. It's hard, you don't take a person. It's not much physical contact, especially when the shape that I'm in, there was zikha no physical contact for sure. So I said, b'shastat chaki, we make it. But at least he gave nachas that he remembered. He remembered the chumra, we gave him a new kumul. Okay.
It's going to be an acronym if you have it.